Just recently, a video which showed a handicapped old woman on an electric mobility wheelchair outside an NSK market went viral over Malaysian social media, showing the struggles she faced in trying to get her groceries and how an army officer kindly helped her wear both a surgical mask and a set of gloves to keep her safe. Well, as it turns out, there's more to the story than we initially thought. Through the power of the internet and the local community, Eustace Ebit Liu, who is well known for his contributions to the community during this time of crisis, managed to find out who this kakak is. Visiting her at her home, he was greeted with open arms and happy tears, as Kakak Noraini Wong, as she is known, is actually a huge fan of Eustace Ebit Liu and has always wanted to meet him in person. Sitting down with him, she goes on to reveal her life story. Making a living by only selling kakang to survive, she would usually travel long distances with her electric mobility wheelchair for the sake of having a source of income. Despite the hardships she faced in being handicapped, she never once relied on anybody's help. However, due to the recent MCO, she hasn't been able to go out to sell kakang. And bit by bit, Kakak Noraini Wong managed to save up enough money to buy a house of her own. Joining the Muslim faith in her 20s, she has always remained humble and self-reliant, even going as far as to declining Ustaz Ebit Liu's help initially, before finally accepting it. Kakak Noraini also told him that it was her biggest wish in life to meet her mother, whom she hasn't seen in over 14 years. And hopefully, with Ustaz Ebit Liu's help, she'll be able to achieve that dream. If you wish to contribute to Eustace Ebit Liu's efforts, you may do so by banking in any small contribution to PERTUBUHAN Kasa Umat Malaysia. CIMB 8,603,546,376 also read, Soldier gives and helps Oku woman put on mask and gloves, warms the hearts of netizens. You have reached the end of this story.